Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, May 13th. Today on Forbes, Tesla Tech Whiz is mining riches from your old batteries. 4 years ago, Tesla's CTO, J.B. Straubel, was ramping up battery output at its sprawling gigafactory near Reno, Nevada when inspiration struck. Why not start a company to recover metals from the factory's scraps and other used electronics and turn them back into usable lithium, cobalt, and graphite to make new batteries? Figure out how to do that at a low enough cost and a large enough scale, and you'd have a real impact, boosting the supply of rare and valuable metals while easing the environmental harm of mining and keeping toxic batteries out of landfills. Later that year, while still working at Tesla, which he co-founded with Elon Musk and three others, Straubel started Redwood Materials as a, quote, new generation mining company in nearby Carson City. Straubel, who is 45 years old, says, quote, electrification of everything is moving ahead, and the demand for batteries is stratospheric. Our mission at Tesla was to help catalyze this, to ignite all this excitement on electric vehicles. It's very rewarding to see it happening, but it's happening almost so fast it's running ahead of the ability for the whole supply chain to make it real. In 2020, Tesla sold around 500,000 electric cars, each one requiring thousands of lithium-ion battery cells, and is targeting a 50% increase this year. Battery demand is further being stoked as giants General Motors and Volkswagen aggressively pursue their EV plans alongside all-electric startups like Lucid and Rivian. Prices of core battery materials like lithium, up 127% in the last 12 months, and cobalt, up 69%, are skyrocketing. But Straubel has early good news. After just 1 year of operation, Redwood Materials can already salvage tons of usable metals at costs below conventional mining. For full coverage, check out Alan Onsman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.